24 hours before the race began, defending Iditarod champion Yorlisa Folsom was facing a tough decision on which dogs to bring to the starting chute.
Do you have your 14 dogs selected?
I don't. I'm still deciding on the last two.
This year, competitive mushers like Lisa Folsom have had to be extra choosy in building their lineup.
I really thought that 16 dogs was kind of something that made this race unique and special. Just one of the things, you know. So personally, I would like to run 16 dogs, but we'll see how it goes this year. Maybe I like it. We'll see.
Over the course of the race, there are 8 fewer booties to change, less food to pack, and 8 fewer paws that need ointment. And that's one of the main reasons why the Iditarod board changed the rule, because of the potential for enhanced dog care. But more dogs means more pulling and climbing power for mushers looking to move quickly across the country. Nenana musher Aaron Burmeister says he has mixed emotions. He likes racing 16 dogs and even the 20 dog teams that were allowed when he first started racing.
Do we need that dog power? No. In today's Iditarod, with the nutrition, with the training, with the evolving of the sled dogs and the incredible athletes they are, you really don't need more than 12.
The Iditarod joins other top races in restricting mushers to smaller teams. The 1,000-mile Yukon Quest only allows 14 dogs, and a few years ago, the Kuskokwim 300 dropped from 14 to 12 dogs. Four-time winner Martin Boozer doesn't like the new rule, saying it puts heavier mushers at a slight disadvantage.
But I want to maintain an open mind. I say maybe we're selecting a little tighter. So maybe the 14 dogs have no question marks in them. If we have a buffer of 16 or maybe even 20 dogs, we would maybe take a dog that could be, left behind. So I don't mind going for 1 year with 14 dogs, even though we know it's not because of strategy or race statistics. It's simply done because of money savings for the race committee. And that's why I don't agree with the rule.
Boozer is referring to the hundreds of dogs that are dropped each year in the remote checkpoints. Veterinarians and volunteers in checkpoints watch over the dogs before the Iditarod Air Force flies them back to Anchorage. Mushers have never been required to start with 16 dogs, and some teams chose in the past to start with a smaller string. But more dogs means more options. Mushers can bring a young dog that will gain valuable racing experience, but doesn't need to make the full trip to Nome. And in recent years, some mushers have experimented with carrying a few dogs in the sled bag or in a trailer to both modulate speed and bank extra rest. A smaller team complicates that developing strategy. 2017 winner Mitch Seavey would prefer to stick with 16.
I predict that mushers are going to be more reluctant to return dogs from the trail. I think they're going to want to keep them in the team as long as possible. We already feel like it's a little bit of a short team. I personally would rather see it stay at 16. I think it's a diminished race, and I think it's a little bit more stress and pressure put on fewer dogs. We've shown that we can handle 16 year after year, so that's really not a problem.
Once the race is down to the last few days, mushers typically drop their slower dogs and sometimes finish with small teams. When they pass beneath the burrowed arch, they can finish with as few as 5. For KNOM, I'm Ben Matheson in Anchorage.